The Mishnah discusses if you have Yantav and Shabbos that come back to back to each other, Yantav falls on either Friday or Sunday, Machlokas, whether it's Shtei Kedushos or Kedusha Achas, whether you can have separate Erevin for the two separate days. Rabbi Lazar holds that an Erev can be made for one day without the other, or for both days in different locations. And the Chabim hold that no, you have to have the same Erev for both days, or no Erev at all, because the Chabim hold that it's all one Kedusha, and the Gemara is going to conclude the Chum really hold that it might be all one Kedusha, so you have to be Machmir. In order to ensure that the Erev is still intact when the second day begins, he can bring the Erev home after nightfall of the first day, assuming that the first day is Friday, is Yantiv, bring it back to that spot of the Erev before nightfall of the second day, and stay with it until after nightfall, at which point he will then eat it. V'nimtza mistakar balichasa mistakar beiruvo, and that way he'll be able to continue to walk beyond the Tchum, and he'll be able to eat the Erev as well. Nechal barishon, if the Erev is eaten on the first day, so it's not there to make an Erev for the second day, the Chamra Moda that the Erev will not work for the second day. So Rav Lezer says, so you see that the 2 days are viewed independently, because once the Erev is gone, you're not allowed to use it for the second day. So you should not have to have one Erev for both days. So the Gemara clarifies that the reason for the Machlokas in the Mishnah is as follows. The Chum tried to prove that the separate Erevin for the 2 days can't work from the fact that you cannot make two Erevin in two different places for a single day. So Rav Lezer says, what does that have to do with anything? Two Erevin in two different places for a single day is Kedusha Achas. That's splitting one Kedusha. For two different days, we're dealing with Shtei Kedushas. That has nothing to do with anything. Apparently, the Chum hold that the 2 days consist of a single Kedusha, and therefore, that's the crux of the Machlokas. So each side tries to prove his point. Rav Lezer tries to prove his point by saying, Yata Modim Shemiriv Barak Everybody agrees that the Erev that you make on the first day cannot be relied upon unless you again make an Erev for the second day. That implies that the 2 days are Shtei Kedushos. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbanan Sfukei Mesafkelehu. The Rabbanan are moder that, but that's because they're not convinced that it's Kedusha Achas. They're not sure. So therefore, they're Machmir in both directions. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa where Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yehuda holds, like the Rabbanan, that it's a chamar gamal, they have to be machmir in both directions. At first we think Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka say that it's definitely a single Kedusha, so the original Erev remains in effect for 2 days, even if it's not renewed. But then the Gemara says, no, that can't be what they hold. They treat it as two separate Kedushas like Rabbi Eliezer. We change the gears in the Braisa. Then Rabbi Eliezer's Raya is, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Yatamoda, or the Chum's Raya to Rabbi Eliezer is, Yatamoda, Shein Ravim B'tchila Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. Chum point out, everybody agrees that an Erev cannot be made on Yontif for Shabbos, apparently because the 2 days are considered a single Kedusha. So Blas' response is that has nothing to do with single Kedusha. That's because of the Isra HaChana, that you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Halach L'maisa says Gemara, Amar Rav Halacha Karba Zekedem Halalu V'alib de Rav Lazar Damar Shtei Kedusha Sein. We pass like the four great Tanaim will all hold like Rabbi Lazar that the 2 days are considered separate Kedushas. So the Gemara asks that elsewhere Rav says, Nol de Bezeh Asura Bezeh, that an egg that's laid on one day remains Asa the following day. That implies that it's all one Kedusha, since eggs laid on one day are normally mutter once the Kedusha is over. So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rava Hasa Mishum Achana. Really, Rav holds that the 2 days are Shtei Kedushas. The reason the egg is Aser one day to the next is because of Achana, the yesterday day you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos Yantav or vice versa. So even though our Mishnah allows carrying the Erev out on the first day to work for the second day, that's not called Achana, because the Erev being Chal only happens at the Tchilas Hayom, so that only happens at the beginning of the next day, and therefore it's not a violation of Hachana. The Erev really takes effect at the beginning of the second day, not the end of the first day. But we do require that the Erev food has to be at least Su'uda Haru'uya Miba'od Yom. It at least has to be something that you could eat during the daytime, could have been eaten before Shabbos or Yantav started. So when Rabbi Lazar allows making two Erev for the two separate days, the only way to make it a Su'uda Haru'uya Miba'od Yom is if they're within 2,000 Amos of each other, because otherwise it would never be Su'uda Haru'uya Miba'od Yom from the first one to the second one. And then the Gemara's second answer is Ella Hadam Rav Yehuda Iriv Baraglav Yom Rishon Mariv Baraglav Yom Sheni. If it's Aser to prepare on Shabbos for Yontif, or vice versa, why does Rav Yehuda say not a second answer, but the Gemara says, why does Rebbe say that you can go out in the afternoon of the first day to renew the Erev for the second day, if it's an Isra Achana, isn't that a violation of Achana? So the Gemara says that it's only a violation of Achana if you say something. But we're talking about that it's Azal the Ishtik, the guy just went out and quietly sets up the Erev. So at first we assume that the idea that nothing needs to be said must be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Urai, that even Hefker items, which don't have any owner who can say anything about them, are still limited to 2,000 Amos, are still Shvisa, so you see that no verbalization is necessary, but then the Gemara concludes even the Rabbanan, who hold that a sleeping person is not Kona Shvisa, would agree that if he were awake, he doesn't actually have to say anything for his Erev to take effect, but at least you need to be someone who's Ra'ui to say something.